BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. The US envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, has welcomed an outline for peace talks drawn up by Afghan representatives and the Taliban at a meeting in Qatar. He said the 2 days of discussions had given hope for further progress to end years of war in Afghanistan. Oxfam has urged governments in West Africa to use their growing wealth to tackle inequality, warning that the problem is at crisis levels. The aid agency points out that there's been impressive economic growth over two decades, but the wealthiest 1% own more than everyone else in the region combined. Oxfam says more social spending and better job prospects would be a big boost to the region's stability. Susanna Ruiz is with Oxfam in Senegal.
We have to start by adopting policy measures that can help redistribute this wealth, this growth that is happening in the region through a better and more progressive taxation system without access to universal health programs. It will be impossible to make sure that this region will use this growth that is happening in a more equitable way.
Italy's far-right Interior Minister Matteo Salvini is attending a ceremony to close down what was once the country's biggest migration reception centre. The camp on Sicily once housed more than 4,000 migrants. Mr. Salvini has implemented hardline policies that have seen the number of migrants arriving fall dramatically. The Russian parliament has unanimously backed a resolution asking the government to impose tough economic sanctions on Georgia. The move is in response to weeks of anti-Russian protests in Georgia, as well as a Georgian television presenter's tirade of expletives against President Putin. The parliament's chairman said he wanted the Kremlin to take measures, including banning the import of Georgian wine. A ban on motorbikes has come into force in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa, aimed at curbing crime. Our Africa editor Mary Harper reports.
Most African cities buzz with motorbikes, some serving as taxis, others delivering food, and all weaving in and out of heavy traffic jams. The mayor of Addis Ababa, Tekele Umar, says criminals riding on the backs of bikes often mug people, and this is the reason behind the ban. Although he said businesses would be exempt, delivery companies say they've been affected, with bikes seized by the authorities. Some have had to suspend their services. Motorbikes have become increasingly popular in Addis Ababa in recent years, but they're not as common as they are in many other African cities.
BBC News.